弟兄姊妹们早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我每次都是很盼望有这个合并联合的聚会。
I'm always very happy to have this combined service.
因为这是我们全家人大的小的都能够在一起聚会。
Because this is a time when all of us, young and old, can worship together.
今天我却跟 Karen 有点紧张，因为我们全家人是今天是我女儿第一次来替我做翻译。
The family is a little bit nervous today because this is Karen's first time translating for me here.
我们给点鼓励好不好？没有问题。我说过我们中间要越来越多的年轻人要起来学习服事。
I've said before that I want to raise up more and more young people to help serve.
如果 Karen 她都愿意这样子出来的话，我想我下次再邀请其他的人，你应该要出来。
If Karen is willing to do this, then I'm going to start looking for other young people to do this too.
今年我们的主题是以耶稣基督为至宝。
This year our theme has been the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ.
而这一季我们要集中在向耶稣谦卑的性情这一方面。
And this quarter we are speaking about the humble aspect of Jesus Christ.
在我们用腓立比书第二章来讲这个主题以前，我今天要稍微用别的地方来讲这个信息。
Before we begin this quarter with Philippians chapter 2, we're going to start with some preface, I guess, some introduction.
因为过去的两个礼拜里面，我们请到了傅立德牧师，他来我们中间讲那个意想不到的福气。
Two weeks ago, we had Brother Wendell Friest come and speak upon the unexpected blessings of the Beatitudes.
他所用的经文是讲到登山宝训里面耶稣所讲的八个福气。
The passage that he used was in Matthew chapter 5, the Sermon on the Mount.
虚心的人有福了，谦卑哀痛的人有福了，使人和睦的人有福了，为义受逼迫的人有福了。这种福气是人家不能，一般的世人不能了解的。
Blessings such as, blessed are the poor in spirit, blessed are those who mourn, blessed are those who hunger and thirst. These are blessings that are incomprehensible for us.
怎么可能说温柔的人有福了，因为他们要承受地土呢？
How is it possible for us to say that blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth?
我们今天想说你很 aggressive, 你有野心，很粗壮的人，你才能够买到房子嘛，对不对？抢到房子。
These days it is understood, I guess, that those who are aggressive and those who strive very hard, those are the ones who will be able to buy a house or inherit land.
怎么可能说一个温柔的人他可以承受地土呢？
How can we say that those who are meek will inherit the earth?
所以我们说这个八福里面的价值观是跟这个世界上的人的价值观是完全不同的。
So we must say that these eight blessings in the Beatitudes are not the same as the worldly blessings.
可是这些价值观里面，这个八福里面却包含了一个最基本的，就是谦卑的一个性情。
But what these eight blessings embody are a humble life, a humble character.
这八福里面讲到的是耶稣基督的生命。
These Beatitudes are speaking about the life of Christ.
它并不是讲说我们要怎么努力去做出那些的行为来。
It is not about how we can strive or achieve in order to become like this.
因为人的生命里面，人的性情不可能活出那一个样子。
It is not possible for human nature to become like this.
而且你也不可能认为那是福气。
And you cannot think that these things are blessings.
可是在英文本的圣经里面，他把这个有福是摆在你的这些表现的这些的性情的前面。
But in the English translation of this passage, the word blessed is placed at the beginning of every line.
当耶稣对他的门徒讲的时候，他是说有福啦，虚心的人。
When Jesus speaks to his disciples, he said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit."
他先讲有福啦，宣告有福的人是什么样的光景呢？
First he says, you're blessed, now what are you?
因为我们是灵里面贫穷，我是虚心的人。虚心，灵里贫穷， poor in spirit.
Because those of us are poor in spirit.
所以这很多人不能够理解这些经文。
This is very hard to understand for many people.
我到过很多的基督徒的家庭里面去过。
I've been to many Christian households.
我最常看到的是他们家里的客厅上面摆一个牌子，说基督是我家之主。
It is very common to see a plaque up in a adorning a house saying Christ is the head of this house.
我们很容易明白。
It is very easy for us to understand.
有人家里面挂着说爱是恒久忍耐又有恩慈，我们也能够明白。
It is also easy for us to understand a passage that says, "Love is patient, love is kind."
耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。我们也很能够明白。
The Lord is our shepherd; I shall not be in want. This is also easy for us to understand.
可是到现在为止，我好像没有看到一个家庭里面写着说虚心的人有福了，或者哀痛的人有福了。
I don't think I've ever seen a plaque in a house that says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit," or "Blessed are those who mourn."
我们要注意，这个八个福气都不是说我们外面做什么。
We must understand that these eight blessings are not discussing what we do on the outside.
它是讲到我们里面有像耶稣基督那样谦卑的生命。
It is talking about us having the inner life, the humility of Christ.
今天我要从登山宝训里面的，也就是马太福音的五六七三章里面，我要找出三个先知来让我们思想什么是耶稣谦卑的性情。
Today I want to talk about Matthew chapters 5, 6, and 7. I have three first principles I want to discuss with you.
第一个先知是记在马太福音第五章二十三节到二十四节。
The first principle is found in Matthew chapter 5, verses 23 and 24.
非常有意思，就是五六七三章里面每一章你去找，就是就这么一个先知。
Now, if you look in chapters 5, 6, and 7, in each chapter you will find that there is a first principle there.
马太福音第五章二十三、二十四节里面说到，所以你在祭坛上献礼物的时候，若想起弟兄向你怀孕，就把礼物留在坛前，先去同弟兄和好，然后来献礼物。
Matthew chapter 5, verses 23 and 24 read, Therefore, if you are offering your gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. First go and be reconciled to your brother, then come and offer your gift.
先要去跟弟兄和好，需要什么样的性情呢？
What kind of character must you have to first go and reconcile with your brother?
你要先想起，你要想到说你要有一个谦卑的态度。
You must certainly have a humble attitude.
你要有一个温柔的态度。
You must be meek.
你要想到我要去与我的弟兄和睦。
You're thinking that you want to go and reconcile with your brother.
你想要，你也有可能你会为义受逼迫。
It is possible that you may be persecuted for this.
所以当你想要去跟弟兄和好的时候，你就要经历这个八福里面所讲的一些性情。
So in order to go and reconcile with your brother, you must embody some of the characteristics in the Beatitudes.
你要注意这一个叫你去跟弟兄和好，没有讲到谁对谁错的问题。
Notice that when it says that you are to reconcile with your brother, it does not mention that one person is to blame or one person must apologize.
就是当你要去跟神说我要敬拜你，我要献礼物给你的时候。
It only says that when you go before God to worship him and to offer a sacrifice.
可是神说我知道你爱我，可是慢一点，你先把礼物摆下来，因为有一个弟兄，他可能现在对你有怀怨。
God says, I know that you want to come and worship me, but wait a minute. There is a brother somewhere who is not well with you.
神说我悦纳你的奉献，可是好不好，你先去跟他和好。
God says, you can bring your sacrifice, but first go and reconcile with him.
这样子，当你再回来的时候，我会更喜悦你的奉献。
When you come back, then I can accept your offering even better.
你注意这里讲到要去和好。
Notice that here it says to reconcile.
他也没有说到对方要先承认，要告诉你说他错了，你才去跟他和好。
It does not say that the brother must come and apologize to you before you can reconcile.
那我为什么要去和好呢？
So why do I want to reconcile with him?
这是神的命令。
This is Christ's attitude.
我们可以用一些很正当的理由来想说我愿意遵行这个命令。
We can use logical explanations to give ourselves a motivation to obey him.
首先我说 OK, 我为了我自己的健康。
I might say, I will do it for my health.
啊，我也为了，我算了，我不要跟他计较。计较计较是吗？forget it.
Okay.
就是好像说为了大家就都不要再把事情弄得更坏。
You might be able to say, let's just solve this so that it doesn't get worse and it doesn't go out into the company forever.
因为我如果跟他一直有这个情绪上不和好的问题的话。
Because if I continue to have this problem with him,
这个也影响我的心情，也影响到我们的人际关系。
It affects myself, affects my health, and affects our relationship with others too.
啊，别人又会怎么样看我？
Other people might look at us funny.
这是我们初步，如果从人的层面来讲，你有可能这样，你去跟他和好。
If we are to use worldly logic, then maybe we can give ourselves a reason to go and reconcile with him.
可是，在这一段经文里面，神却告诉我们。说我们是要为着恩典的缘故来顺从神的命令。
But based on this passage, God says that we are to forgive according to grace.
为什么说是恩典呢？
Why do we say it is for grace?
因为当一个人他心里面埋怨的时候。
Because when a person is when a person complains,
他就很可能慢慢的演变他里面有恨生气。
Then this complaint may turn into anger.
这个恨在里面积存到一天的时候，有时候他不自觉的就会杀人。
And this anger turns into hatred, and at some point they may want to murder.
他如果发生了杀了人了呢，他一定要受审判。
And if the person murders, then they must face the consequences.
他要受地狱的火。
They will be judged by the fires of hell.
所以，那我是为了他不要让他落到这样的光景。所以他有没有跟我道歉没有关系，我要想就 先去跟他和好。
It does not matter whether or not he apologizes to me. I would want to forgive him in order to spare him from this consequence.
基督耶稣的生命就是这样的生命。
The life of Christ is like this.
当他被挂在十字架上的时候，他没有说这些定我的人他们跟我中间有不和好的关系。
When Christ was nailed on the cross, he did not say, these people who did this to me,
他们没有先来我面前认罪。
They have not come and apologized.
耶稣说，父啊，赦免他们。
Jesus said, Father, forgive them.
耶稣他亲自从神的地位到人间来成为人的样子。
Jesus came from heaven, being God, and came down to earth to be man.
他知道人跟神中间没有和好的关系。
He knows that there is a broken relationship between God and people.
他先主动的来成为赎罪祭。
He came first to become a person.
所以我们要这样子来遵循神的这个命令，我们在真理上要有认识。
So in order to understand this, we must know him better.
我们耶稣也告诉我们说，我们的义，基督徒做的好行为，若不胜过文士和法利赛人的义，就不能够进天国。
Jesus said that if our righteousness does not surpass the righteousness of the Pharisees, then we cannot enter the kingdom of heaven.
这还不是讲行为你要做的比法利赛人好。
This is not saying that you are to do more good than the Pharisees.
他是说我们里面有基督的生命，就胜过法利赛人那样，他们靠自己的生命行为才能进天国的。
It says instead that when we have the life of Christ overflowing in us, and we are able to do more than the Pharisees can do.
要你去饶恕一个人不简单。
It is not easy for you to go and forgive a person.
我们常常说，哎呀，那个饶恕是不是我又不能忘记，我就是忘不掉。
We might say forgive and forget, but I cannot forget.
我也受了伤了，怎么能够说就当作没事呢？
Or we might say that I've been hurt. How can I pretend like it didn't happen?
饶恕都不是的意思，都真意不是这些。
But this is not the meaning of forgiveness.
饶恕是说，当你遵从神的命令，愿意去做的时候。
Forgiveness is when we are willing to do things according to the way that God does them.
你虽然里面有伤痛，
that even though you are injured,
可是你不再有那个恨的感觉，
but you no longer have hate for the person.
这是何等的一个医治，神在你心里面已经做了医治的工作。
God heals inside of us.
你想起那个旧约创世纪里面讲到的那个约瑟吗？
Do you remember Joseph in Genesis?
约瑟他从小被他的弟兄们把他卖掉。
When Joseph was a child, he was sold into slavery by his brothers.
他在埃及里面做宰，在他做宰相以前，他受了那么多人的忘记他、诬告他。
He was sold into slavery into Egypt, and he suffered many injustices.
后来他当他的弟兄到了埃及来跟他讨粮食的时候
，Later when his brothers came to visit him in Egypt.
他一看到了他的弟兄，他就走进房间，躲在里面大 哭痛哭。
When he first saw them, he had to leave the room, go to another room, and he wept.
他没有忘记。
He did not forget.
他里面仍然为他的弟兄，为他以前发生事情在那里伤痛。
He was still injured and still hurting because of what his brothers had done to him.
可是在出来的时候，
But when he came out of the room,
他对他的弟兄完全没有恨的感觉。
He could address his brothers with no hate.
他完全的原谅了他弟兄，接纳了他的弟兄。
He had fully forgiven his brothers.
他说：“你们不要为着你们当初把我卖到这里来，你们现在自怨自艾。”
He said, "Not be distressed because of what you have done in the past."
你们要知道，今天神让我先来，就是要我先到埃及来，让你们今天可以来这里取粮食。
He said, "God brought me here so that I can be here when you come to me for food."
当我们的眼光摆在神的身上的时候，
When our vision is fixed on Christ,
神会带着我们从那个伤痛的过程里面慢慢地恢复过来。
He will bring us from that place of hurt into a place of light, of forgiveness.
你要去跟主动地跟弟兄和好，不是一个简单的事情。
It is not easy to truly forgive a brother.
需要放下你的权利。
You must put aside your pride in yourself.
放下你认为有足够的理由。
You must put aside your rights and what you think you are entitled to.
我要讲一个在我们中间真实的见证。
I'm going to give a testimony or an example of something.
当然，我们中间听过了饶恕的信息，有很多不同的见证。
We have heard many testimonies and many stories about forgiveness.
我曾经提过我们中间老姊妹因为听了饶恕的信息，回去原谅了她的女婿的见证。
I have recently spoken about a sister who was able to go and reconcile with her son-in-law.
今天我要讲一个比较新的。
Today I'm going to give you a new example.
去年的时候，有一次当我在讲马太福音的第一个先，我那个时候讲了这也类似的这一个只讲一个先的这个信息的时候，聚会完有一位弟兄来找我。
One day last year when I was speaking in Matthew and I was talking about this first principle about forgiveness, a brother approached me after the sermon.
那位弟兄他常年在一年里面大概有八个月九个月是在国内出差跑。
This brother had been away on business for probably 8 or 9 months. That
所以他每次回来的时候，他有时候总要找我说，跟他一起吃个午餐，然后跟我谈论一下他的信仰的一些学习。
So whenever he was able to return home, he would invite me to lunch or to dinner just so we could discuss and talk about what was going on.
所以那个礼拜一我跟他吃饭的时候
，So that Monday as I was having lunch with him,
他就跟我讲说，最近他很不好。
He told me that he had recently been very unwell.
因为大概两三个月以前呢，发生了一件事情。
Something had happened 2 or 3 months ago.
那时候他在国内。
At that point, he was abroad.
他的太太跟他的儿子有一天到一个韩国的超级市场里面去买菜。
His wife and his son had gone to a Korean grocery store to buy groceries.
当他的太太推着那个车的时候，不小心跟一个年轻的妇女的车撞了。
As he was pushing the shopping cart, she accidentally hit a young woman.
当这件事情发生的时候，他们双方就有了一点点大概不愉快的地方。
So when that first occurred, there was a little uneasiness there.
其实很简单的事，结果没想到对方突然就跑过来，就抓着我那个他的太太的头发，就在那里大叫，就打他的太太。
It was very unexpected when the young woman leapt forward and grabbed the wife's hair and started to beat her.
这个时候，他的儿子在旁边看到了，就过去拉开他们。
So when the son saw this happening, he tried to intervene and he tried to separate the two women.
结果这个儿子去拉的时候，突然旁边跑出一个差不多有6尺3寸的200多磅的人，打了他的儿子。
So when the son was trying to separate the two women, a very tall, 6'3" man, maybe 200 pounds, came and hit the son.
警察来了，把这件事情就做了一个记录。
So the police came and made a record of the situation.
这个母子两个回去就越想越生气。
And as the family went home, the more they thought about it, the more
非常的委屈，就打电话给她的丈夫在国内。
And they called the husband, the father, who was abroad.
她丈夫怎么说呢？
So what did the husband say?
他说啊，这个我们又不懂英文，我们英文又不好，算了，算倒霉好了。
He said, "We don't understand English. It is very difficult for us to pursue the situation. Let's just let it go. Just let it be."
这个太太跟儿子都不能接受这样的说法。
And the wife and the son could not accept this.
你还像个男人吗？
He said, "Are you a man?"
你不能保护你的太太，你儿子保护我。
You cannot protect your wife that your son has to protect her.
现在你也叫你儿子也被打了，你说算了吗？
And now that your son has been hurt, are you just gonna let it go?
结果这个儿子气不过，那个儿子还那个时候还没有完全大学毕业。
At that point, the son had not yet graduated high school.
他就跑到法院里面去，他就自己写了控告的状。
And he went and he wrote, or I guess he filed a complaint in court.
那个弟兄告诉我说，今天下午4:00我们要出庭。
The brother said, today at 4:00, we are going to go to court.
原来他请我吃饭那天正好有一个要我帮忙啊，这个。
On that day that I had had lunch with him, he needed my help.
其实不是这样，他昨天他听了那个信息的时候，他说他在回家的路上，他太太跟他说，我们今天来敬拜神。
The day before on Sunday, after hearing the sermon, as he was driving home with his wife turned to him and said, "We heard this sermon about forgiveness."
可是我确实想起我跟人中间有不愉快的事情。
But I know that there is not peace between myself and this other person.
我是不是应该遵从神的命令去跟他和好？
Am I supposed to take on the life of Christ and reconcile with this person?
这个老公说。过去两个月你每天都打电话来给我很 hard time， 你都在你骂我，为什么今天我讲了老半天算了算了你都不算，今天好像要转机了。
The husband said, "For the past 2 or 3 months you've been talking about this non-stop, and now all of a sudden you want to just let it go?"
所以他那天下午我4:00就跟他们到了法院。
So on Monday afternoon at 4, I went with the family to the court.
当法官把那个我们的姊妹叫到前面的时候，
When the wife was called to testify，
我也跟着上去了。
I went up with her。
那法官说：“等一等，你是谁啊？”
The judge said, "Who are you?"
我说我是他的翻译。
I said, "I am the translator."
他说：“翻译我们法院会派下去。”
The judge said, "We have our own translators. Go away."
但我说：“不，我是他的牧师，我们是要来和好的。”
So I said, "Actually, I am the pastor, and I'm here to help them reconcile."
那旁边站的那个太太跟她的丈夫站在那里，突然就转过来，还非常的惊讶。
So the husband and the wife, the people who the court, the trial was against, they turned and they were very surprised.
因为我从一进去我就观察说那个6尺3寸的人是什么样子，那个打人的人是什么样子。
When I had first come into the court, I was looking around to see who it was who had hit this brother.
我看到他们很紧张，那个妇女一定是有一点精神的问题，所以非常的紧张。
I could see that this couple that they were very nervous and there was probably something a little bit wrong with the wife, so they were very nervous about this.
所以法官说你们那自己出去讲好了再进来。
The judge said, "You go out into the hallway. You have your conversation. When you're done, come in."
我就问这位女士说，请问你们相信圣经的话吗？
So I asked the woman, "Do you believe in the Bible?"
她说我们是天主教徒。
And she replied, "Yes, we are."
丈夫讲话都是丈夫讲话。
It was always the
husband.
Oh, sorry. It was always the husband speaking.
我说好，那你是我的弟兄。
I said, "Good. Then we are brothers."
我昨天讲了这一段的经文。
And yesterday I had spoken on this passage.
我的姊妹想起来有弟兄向她怀怨。
And this sister,
he complained, not comfortable with him.
Okay, this sister knows that there is something that is unwell, that we have a complaint against each other.
所以我们今天要来跟你们和好。
So today we are here to reconcile.
那个丈夫说有什么条件？
The husband said, "On what condition?"
我们说没有条件。
And we said, "There is none."
他说真的吗？
He said, "Really?"
我说真的。
I said, "Yes."
然后我就问他的丈夫，问这个太太说，你们告诉他没有条件。
I said to the brother and his wife, I said, "Tell them that there is no complaint now."
那丈夫说，我们离开法院以后，你不会再来找我吧？
And the man said, "When we leave the court, are you going to still come and look for us?"
我说我现在，你如果愿意接受这个和好，我愿意带你们一起祷告，这个事情就结束。
I said, "If you are willing to accept this reconciliation, then I will pray for us, and the matter ends here."
当我们在一起祷告的时候，我看着那个妇女的眼泪在她的里头。
As we were praying, I could see that the woman had tears in her eyes.
所以当我们离开的时候，
So when we left,
我的这个弟兄还握着他那个打他儿子的那个大汉的手，跟他说：“愿神祝福你。”
The brother from our church was able to hold on to the hand of the man who had hit his son and said, "May God bless you."
当我们一起往停车场走的时候，
As we were walking out into the parking lot,
我就把他叫他们。丈夫叫他们去，他儿子也来了，就一起停下来。
So I told the family to pause for a moment.
我告诉这个儿子说。
I said to the son.
我说你父亲有很成功的事业，他有很多的钱，事业可以留给你。
I said, your father has many successes, has many things that he can leave to you.
可是你今天你的父亲在你的生命里面做了一个最好的榜样。
But today your father has done something for you, which is better than any of these.
他给你的一样最好的礼物是超过他给你的财产，给你的事业。
The gift that he gave you today surpasses any monetary inheritance that he could.
因为今天你马上要进入社会，你会碰到许多人际的关系。
You are going to go out into the world soon, and you're going to come across many situations like this.
当你愿意谦卑地顺从神的话的时候。
But when you are humbly willing to accept the word of God,
你这一生要活在神的祝福里了。
Then you will live in God's blessing.
所以当我们离开，我才一进家门，我就听到我的硫化机里面有信息。
When I came home, I heard that the answering machine had a message for me.
原又竟然又从这个弟兄姊妹他们打了电话，留了 message 在我的。
So this brother and sister had left a message on my answering
machine. 我们刚刚才分手，十五分钟才分手。
We had just parted ways 15 minutes before.
原来他比我先到家，他高兴到不得了，又打电话留话说：“金弟兄，我今天是我生命里面最快乐的一天。”
It had occurred that this brother, once he had stepped into his house, he was so happy that he called me and said, "Today is the best day of my life."
我们全家好久没有这么喜乐平安了。
It's been such a long time since our whole family was able to be so happy and peaceful with
each other. 弟兄姊妹，你看到神的逻辑跟神的算术跟我们不一样，你看到吗？
Brothers and sisters, can you see that Christ's way of doing things and Christ's mindset is different than ours?
有一个人对你怀怨。
Somebody does something wrong.
你也对他怀怨回去。
And you do something wrong back.
有两个受伤的人。
Now you have two injured people.
有两个坏人。
There are two wicked people.
当然有一个人对你怀怨。
Let's say someone injures you.
你去跟他和好。
And you forgive them and reconcile.
至少你是一个好人，对不对？
At least you will come out as a good person.
靠着神的恩典，如果对方也被改变，也跟你和好了。
By God's grace, if this person is also by your forgiveness able to reconcile,
你可以从两个坏人变作两个好人，对不对？
Then you go from having two wicked people to two righteous people.
甚至还会带出更多的好人。
And you may even convert more people to righteousness from
this. 这是神的算术。
This is God's logic.
所以圣法兰西斯怎么祷告呢？
So how does Saint Francis pray?
他说：“主啊，求你使我成为和平之子。”
He said, "Lord, make me a peacemaker."
在憎恨之处能够播下你的爱。
In times of hatred, I can sow your love.
在创痛之处能够播下饶恕。
And in times of sorrow, let me forgive.
这是第一个先知。
This is the first principle.
第二个先知在哪里呢？
Where is the second first principle?
在马太福音第六章三十到三十四节，三十三节。
It's in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33.
我们先看中文。我们可以看中文跟英文，因为这个荧幕打不下所有的字。
Let's look at both the Chinese and the English, but first we'll look at the Chinese.
你们这小信的人啊，野地里的草今天还在，明天就丢在炉里，神还给他这样的装饰，何况你们呢？
Verse 30 says, "If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith?"
所以不要忧虑说吃什么喝什么穿什么。
So do not worry saying, "What shall we eat?" or "What shall we drink?" or "What shall we wear?"
这都是外邦人所求的，你们需用的这一切东西，你们的天父是知道的。
For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them.
你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well.
第二个先知是先什么呢？
What is the second first principle?
先求他的国和他的义。
It is seek first his kingdom and his righteousness.
这个什么叫做神的国？
What does it mean when we say his kingdom?
就是神的权柄。
We're talking about God's authority, his sovereignty.
一个国家国度一定要有权柄才成为一个国。
In order for a kingdom to be a kingdom, there must be some authority there.
什么叫做神的义呢？
What is God's righteousness?
就是神做事的法则。
It is the way that God conducts himself.
所以这里说你要先求神的国、神的权柄跟神做事的法则。
So this says, first, you must seek God's authority and God's way of life.
他说这一切都要加给你们。
And then all these things will be added to you.
虽然这一段经文里面是用人最能最想要的东西，就是要吃什么喝什么，最担心的是神说这些事情，你当你寻求我，先寻求我的时候，这些东西都会给你。
Although this passage is talking about the things that people need most, like food and clothing, God says, "Come seek me first, and then I will add these things to you."
可是神在耶稣在这一段教训里面，他不只限于我们今天吃喝的问题。
But here, Jesus is not only speaking about our material needs.
这里其实他精华的意思是告诉我们说，我们生活中的优先次序是什么。
He is actually talking about what our spirit needs.
Priority.
Oh, sorry, our priorities.
我们生活里面到底什么是我们的优先次序？
So what are the things that are most important to us in our life?
我们要先寻求神的国和神的义。
You must seek first his kingdom and his righteousness.
而你所有其他的你认为很重要的东西，神不会不给你的。
And all these other things that you think are so important, God will not deny you of these things.
你想到那个旧约里面讲到所罗门这个皇帝吗？这个君王吗？
Do you remember in the Bible when it talks about Solomon?
当他刚刚做王的时候，他要治理那么多的百姓，那个神说你要求什么？
When Solomon first became king and he had all of these responsibilities, God came to him and said, What do you ask of me?
他没有为自己求财富国力。
Solomon did not ask for wealth or for wisdom.
他要求的说，神啊，你的这些百姓这么多，我要求你给我智慧，能够让治理好他们，让他们能够认识你。
Sorry, he did not ask for wealth, but he came before God and said,There are all these people that you want me to lead. Please give me the wisdom so I can do it.
所以神说我要赐给你智慧，是超过前面没有这样的君王，后面也不会有这样的君王有你这样的智慧。
So God said, I'm going to give you wisdom that surpasses any king that has ever lived and will surpass any king that ever will live.
不但他有智慧，神把所有的国，把那个财富荣耀通通给了他。
Not only that, but he gave him much success, much grace.
这里讲要寻求神的国和神的义。
This says, seek first his kingdom and his
righteousness. 这个寻求是什么意思呢？
What does it mean to seek?
这个寻求在原文的里面至少有七八种意思。
From the original, the word seek has at least 7 or 8 meanings.
我只提出三个最主要的态度。
I'm only going to speak about the 3 of these.
这个原来的意思叫做瞄准一个目标，你带着目的去追求，这个叫做寻求。
The idea that you get from the word seek is when you see a goal and you go after it.
是有个目标的，你瞄准它，你眼睛专注看着目标，而且你是一定要得到它的。
Your eyes are fixed upon this goal and you are determined to get it.
它有三种态度，至少要注意到。
There are 3 attitudes or elements of this.
第一个必须要有绝对的热情。
The first element is passion.
就像你追一个女孩子，你要找一个你爱的人的时候，你要绝对有热情，你要去追求她。
Just when you are pursuing someone that you love, you pursue them with passion.
你跟那个你要约会的对象，今天约会好了以后的时候，突然下雨了。
Let's say that you have a date with this person that you love.
你不会说，哎呦，今天下雨了，算了算了，我打个电话跟他 cancel 掉。
And it rains outside, and you say, oh, it's raining, forget it. I'll call her and cancel.
我还要故意忘记带伞，我让雨淋的湿湿的，我去见她。
I'm going to forget my umbrella on purpose so I can go meet her all covered in rain.
所以这个追求寻求你要带着热情要去追的。
So the first attitude of seeking is that you must do it with passion.
你今天来教会聚会，你有这样的热情吗？
When you came to church today, did you have this passion?
第二方面的意义。
The second attitude.
就是我要有坚忍的追求。
Is that I must have perseverance.
我们中间有许多人你来美国读书。
There are many among us who came to America to study.
我自己在读书的时候， 我的学长都告诉我说，你要读博士啊，要读到一个学位啊，别的本事不要。
When I came to learn or went to study in America, my professor said, if you're studying this, you must forget everything else.
你并不一定要很聪明。
You don't have to be very smart.
可是你必须要很坚韧。
But you have to persevere.
你要碰到挫折，你说一关失败了，我不认识，我还要再努力。
If there is a point that you do not understand, you must persevere and seek to understand it.
这叫做带着一个坚韧的去追求的，那这叫做寻求。
This is how you seek.
你对神的神在你在服事在上面的态度上面，你遭遇到一点失败，你就放弃了吗？
When you are seeking God, if you come across some difficulty, do you just leave it and let it go?
这个寻求还有第三方面的意义。
There is a third attitude of this word seek.
就是当你在这个过程中，你会发现它里面有许多的宝贝而感到惊喜。
It is when you seek something and then you discover the treasures in it, you are full of joy.
这是寻求，你突然找到宝贝了。
You've suddenly found this treasure.
你在追求神的过程中，你在读圣经的过程中，你在听讲道的过程中，你有没有这样的惊喜呢？
When you are reading the Bible or when you are listening to sermons, do you have this joy of discovery?
Oh, 我今天带着很多的需要，我今天带着很多的难处，我来到了聚会的当中。
I bring my burdens and my needs to church.
我跟我的祷告同伴在一起祷告。
And I pray with my prayer partner.
过了以后，我突然发现我这个人的心思意念被更新了。
After a while, I feel that my heart is lifted and I'm happy.
哇，你很惊喜，说神啊，你真是一个活的神在我身上。
And you say, God, you really, truly are a living God in my life.
当你寻求神的国跟神的义
，When you seek His kingdom and His righteousness,
你必须知道你这个寻求要有这至少要有这三方面的要素在里头。
You must know that these three attitudes are very important as you're seeking.
你带着热情
，You must have passion.
你带着坚韧
，You must persevere.
你带着惊喜来发现这个宝贝
，And you must be joyful in discovering this treasure.
昨天晚上我跟哥大的有些团契在一起查经的时候，他们告诉我一个统计数字。
Last night, as I was having fellowship with some people, they told me of something that happened.
因为我们讲到了礼拜五晚上，这里有二十多个人决志。站起来走到前面非常的勇敢他们接受耶稣基督做他们的救主
We were speaking about how on a previous Friday night there was an altar call and maybe 20 people came forward to accept Christ
当然我们一方面讲到说这个很多的工作都是弟兄姊妹在平常就做了不可能一个讲员靠他的口才一次讲得清楚人那天晚上就完全改变他的思想
We were discussing about how this had happened not only because of the words that a preacher spoke, but because of much of the hard work that had led up to this point.
有人撒种，有人收割。
Some people had
sowed
the seeds, and some people had watered it.
时候到了，神的荣耀就在这里要彰显。
And at this point, God's grace allowed us to reap.
可是那个统计数字说到他所做的调查，你们在过去十年，在所有到讲台前面来的人中间里面。只有 4.67% 的人继续来追求认识主。
But there is a statistic that says that out of 100 people who accept God at an altar call, only about 4.67% of them stay or really pursue.
你用算术快一点的话，就是说100个人中间不到5个人他会继续追求神。
So if you think that 100 people came forth at the altar call, not even 5 of them will be
pursuing God. 如果你那天20个人出来的话，就是一个他会认真的来追求神。
And if there were 20 people, then only one will really seek God.
弟兄姊妹，如果在天成教会受洗过的人，他们仍然住在这附近呢？如果真的是100%都来继续追求神的话，今天这个教会三倍都不够大。
If we were to think about the brothers and sisters who were baptized here, and if 100% of them were seeking God to the fullest, then this church would not be big enough to hold all of them.
可是很多人他们接受了主，他们受洗了，他们好像听起来是对着神有热心。
Many people who accept God, when they hear it at first, they seem to be very passionate. Very.
他们要来寻求什么是神的旨意。
They want to know what it means to know God.
我应该换什么样的工作？
What kind of career path should I choose?
我是不是应该接受这个工作
？Should I take this job?
我是不是应该搬家
？Should I move?
可是你如果不追求神，你不吃主喝主， 没有主的生命，你问这些干嘛？
But if you are not really seeking God, if you do not eat, drink, and breathe Christ, then what is the purpose of all of this?
从表面上看来，你说，哎呦，我怕走错，我希望能够荣耀神。
On one hand, you might be studying the Bible, saying, "I'm afraid to go astray. How can I follow this?"
可是你真的是寻求神的权柄能够在你身上吗
？But are you really willing to have God's grace and God's life in your life?
你真的要选择神要你走的路吗
？Are you really willing to take the path He has for you?
弟兄姊妹，当我们看到第二个先知的时候
，Brothers and sisters, when you see the second first principle,
你把你的心打开
，Open up your hearts.
你让神来检查你的心
，Allow God to examine your heart.
你的心里面到底什么是你生命的优先次序
？What is in your heart？
当你一个礼拜有168个小时
，In one week you have 168 hours。
你有几个小时你是摆在寻求神的事情上面
？How many hours of that do you spend seeking God？
礼拜天的早晨的敬拜聚会，你几点进场的
？When you come to church on Sundays, what time do you come in？
这是你生活的优先次序。
This shows what your priorities are.
礼拜天我要多睡两个钟头。
On Sundays, I would rather sleep 2 more hours.
当你收到公司给你的薪水，你得到一张支票的时候
，You might receive a notice from your office.
你怎么想这些钱要怎么使用
？Sorry, a check. Then how are you going to spend this check?
哦，好多人说神啊，你只要让我把这笔生意做成了，我就奉献不止十分之一给你。
People might say, "Oh God, if you only give me this money, then I will offer it to you."
你是先求你吃饱穿饱，你再想到神的国吗
？Do you first take care of your own needs and then think of God's kingdom?
还是你说先求神的国和神的义，然后神把这一切自然的就会供应你呢
？Or do you first seek His kingdom and His righteousness and allow Him to add everything else to you?
我们靠着神的恩典，今天我可以跟弟兄姊妹做这样的见证。
Only by God's grace am I able to give this testimony in front of you.
那完全不是我自己。
It is not myself at all.
当我从18岁，我接受我正式的受洗归入神的名下。
When I was 18, I accepted Christ and I was baptized.
当然，在那个前面，我很长的时间，我就是有各样的借口，我不愿意信而受洗。
Before that time, there were many reasons why I was not willing to give my life fully over to God.
我说我信了，可是我不要受洗。
I said I believe, but I don't want to get baptized.
靠着神的恩典，从我公开做见证以后。
By God's grace, when I
open public.
When I publicly gave my testimony.
一直到今天。
Up until today.
神把那个追求他的热情，那个渴望摆在我的里面。
God gave me the passion and the perseverance to pursue Him.
神的算术是很奇怪的。
God's logic, God's way is very mysterious.
保罗说：“我似乎是忧愁的，却是常常快乐的。”
Paul says we are always mourning and yet always rejoicing.
我们看起来是似乎贫穷的，却是叫许多人富足的。
To the world we appear poor, but we are rich.
似乎一无所有的，却是样样都有的。
We have everything, and yet we seem to have nothing.
你想不通，你说为什么先求神的国、神的义这些东西都会加给我们
？You say, why is it that if we follow God and follow Christ, that all these things
come to us? 难道我们基督徒都不要工作了吗
？Does this mean that we're to stop working?
不是那个意思。
This is not what that means.
你生活的优先次序，你生活里面的优先次序是什么
？What is the priority of your life?
人的心得坚固，不是靠饮食。希伯来书里面说到，人的心要得坚固，不是靠那些物质追求的饮食的东西。
We have our life not by the things, not by food, not by nourishment.
那你说到你从来你就在你吃什么穿什么在饮食上专心的人，从来没有得到益处。
By the things that we eat, by the things that we wear, we have never found true joy.
长话短说，长的好，长的话put in short.
To put it in short,
真的，今天当神给我们这样的恩典，给我全家这样的恩典的时候，我们今天一点都没有缺乏，是吗
？God, by God's grace, He has given our family so much that we are lacking nothing.
你看我跟女儿也不错嘛，对不对
？I'm not going to translate that.
第三个先是什么呢
？What is the third first principle?
在马太福音第七章一到五节这样说的。
Matthew chapter 7 verses 1 through 5.
说你们不要论断人，免得你们被论断。
Says do not judge or you too will be judged.
因为你们怎样论断人，也必怎样被论断。
For in the same way that you judge others, you will also be judged.
你们用什么量器量给人，也必用什么量器量给你们。
And with the measure you use, it will be measured to you.
为什么看见你弟兄眼中有刺，却不想自己眼中有梁木呢？
Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye?
你自己眼中有梁木，怎能对你弟兄说，容我先去掉你眼中的刺呢？
How can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye?
你这假冒为善的人，先去掉自己眼中的梁木，然后才能看得清楚，去掉你弟兄眼中的刺。
When all the time there's a plank in your eye, you hypocrite, first take the plank out of your own eye.And then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye.
第三个先知是说，先去掉你眼中的梁木。
The last first principle is to say, first take the plank out of your own eye.
当我们论断人之所以会看到人家跟我的不一样或者人家的错误，我就去批评他的时候，这个人心里面肯定是一个有很强的意见的人。
When we judge other people and see how they're different from us and how we don't like what they do, then in our own hearts, then we have something.
他并不是虚心的人。
That is not a poor in spirit person.
他并不是一个怕自己有犯错看错的人。
That is not a person who examines himself for his own wrongs.
他肯定不是一个连续人的人。
This is not a person who has mercy.
一般的人，如果他之所以会容易那么去论断别人。
An ordinary person will go and judge many other people.
刚刚我讲过有一个很重要的原因。
I had spoken earlier of one important point.
你里面的意见很大，你这个老我很大。
It is very, your old self is very strong.
你是一个骄傲的人。
You are a proud person.
第二个论你会论断的因素是什么？
What is the second thing that you may judge?
是你不知道你这个论断是有一个反射率的。
You don't know that your judging also has repercussions.
当你去论断别人的时候，这个论断会反射回来到你身上的。
When you judge someone, then judgment will come back upon yourself.
你到一个空，你到一个山谷里面，你说啊，你越叫的大声，那个回音越大。
If you are to shout upon a mountaintop, then the louder you shout, the louder the echo will come back to you.
你不相信的话，你尽量去论断别人，说别人的不好，批评别人，你看看。你回收回来的是什么？
If you don't believe me, then go and judge as many people as you can, and you will see how it will come back to you with interest.
所以这一段经文里面，耶稣用了一个很有意思的是，他说你们眼中看到，你眼睛去看到。
Jesus uses very specific language here. He talks about what your eyes see.
我们常常说我眼睛看到，我才相信那是事实。
There's a common saying that what we see is what we believe.
可是这个眼睛看到却会给你一个错觉，说你看到人家一根小小的刺，可是在你的眼睛里瞳孔里面就变那么大。
But what you see is not trustworthy, for even if you see a speck in your brother's eye, you are not able to notice that you have a plank coming out of your own eye.
你有没有到过那个博物馆里面去做那个眼睛看视觉的那个实验？
Have you ever been to a museum where they had optical illusions?
你在一个窗户上面，你从那个洞口看进去，里面画着一条一条的线。
You might peer into a window and to look into a room, and in the room there are many vertical lines.
哦，那你画了两个人，一个是强盗，一个是警察。
And there in the room you see two drawings. One is of a police, one is of a robber.
哎，你看到前面的警察这么小，后面的强盗这么大。
And when you're looking at it from the window, it looks like the policeman is very small, but the person in the back is very large.
当你他看完了以后，你进他打开那个门窗子，让你走进去看。
Now after you're done looking, then they open the door and let you go into the room.
你发现里面警察跟强盗画的是一样大啊。
And you notice that the police and the robber are actually exactly the same height.
你的眼睛不准确。
Your eyes are not trustworthy.
你是听到，你说我听到他讲这个话，我听到了。
You might even say, I heard him say this.
这是事实。
This is
fact.
This is fact.
可是你要知道，你就是听到了，你看到了事实的后面，还有许多你不明白的事实。
But you must know that even what you see and what you hear, there is a lot that comes behind it that you are not aware of.
我们怎么能够不谦卑呢？
How can we not be humble?
你怎么那么有把握呢？那把握，you're so sure.
How can you be so sure of yourself?
你看到的一个人有一些很不合理的行为。
When you see somebody who seems to have many things that are
unreasonable
about them.
林弟兄讲得很好，他说，不是林弟兄讲 ，I'm sorry， 有人讲，以前李健长老讲了，他说，在任何一个不合理的理由，不合理的行为的后面，一定有一个合理的理由。
A pastor had said before that for every unreasonable person, there are many good reasons for why they're that way.
啊，不错。
Oh, thanks.
不但眼睛看见，耳朵听见，不可靠。
Do not trust what your eyes see and what your ears hear.
连你的经验都不可靠。
Don't even trust your own experiences.
有一个小女孩，我很喜欢用这个例子。有个小女孩告诉她的爷爷说，一起吃苹果。
There's an example I like to use, and it is about a young girl who has who's eating an apple with her grandfather.
她跟她爷爷说，爸爸，爷爷，你知道吗？我们每次在学校吃苹果。我们就切开苹果，我们就看到里面有多少个星，有那个星星在里面。
The little girl says to the grandfather, "Did you know, grandfather, that when we eat apples in school, we cut it open and we see a star inside?"
那个爷爷说，我只看到里面一堆籽子，我没看到星星。
The grandfather says, "All I see are seeds. There's no star here."
那小女孩说，是我们每次都切开，我们都要看里面的星星有多大多小。
And the little girl insists, "Yeah, every time we have apples, we like to cut it open, see how big the star is."
爷爷说，我活到这个年纪，我吃了多少个苹果，我从来没有切开苹果看到里面有星星的。
And the grandfather says, "I am so much older than you. I've eaten thousands of apples, and never have I found a star inside of an apple."
这小女孩就把这个苹果拿给说，爷爷，我切给你看。
So the little girl says, "I'm going to cut this apple open for you."
她把那个苹果躺下来。他这样子一切开
，and she laid the apple down on its side and then cut it.
他拿起来，果然有个星星在里头。
So the grandfather was surprised to see there is a star.
所以这爷爷，他切了一辈子的苹果都是这样切。
Every time that grandfather had cut apples, he had always done it the long way.
这个女小孙女她切，她要用那个样那个角度切。
But now the granddaughter turned the apple and cut it the other way.
弟兄姊妹，当你看事情的角度不一样的时候，你看到的结果完全不一样。
Brothers and sisters, when you look at a situation with a different perspective, you will see it in a completely different way.
所以圣经为什么告诉我们这样的话说？
So why does the Bible teach us this?
他说你们个人要快快地听。
It says you are to be quick to listen.
慢慢地说。
Slow to speak.
慢慢地动怒。
And slow to become angry.
弟兄姊妹，你会不会听完这个第三个先，你觉得你真是一无所有了？
Brothers and sisters, after hearing the sermon, do you already feel like you have these three first principles?
哎呀，我看到了也不算数。
When I see it, just
我听到了也不对。
What I hear is not right.
连我的经验都不可靠。
Even my experience is not trustworthy.
那怎么办呢？
So what can I do?
虚心的人有福了。
The poor in spirit inherit the kingdom.
当你发现你自己完全不行的时候。
When you know that you cannot do anything yourself.
我刚刚讲的信息，甚至第二个先求你的生活的次序，你发现说，哎呀，我真的没有做到那样。
If you look at your own life, you may say, I am not like this at all.
当你里面哀痛的时候，你有福了。
But when you mourn inside, then you are comforted.
这三个先知都不是只是耶稣的教训而已。
These three principles are not only talking about Jesus' life.
它就是耶稣的生命。
It is talking about Jesus.
耶稣自己活出这样谦卑的性情。
Jesus lived this humble life.
第一个先知。
The first principle.
他想到有罪人跟神中间不和好。
He knew that there is a problem between man and God.
他来到了人间。
So he came among men.
先把自己的身体献上，成了最美的祭物。
To first offer himself as a sacrifice.
使人跟神中间的关系能够恢复。
So that he could reconcile man and God.
第二个方面。
The second first principle.
耶稣基督来到世上，他先求神的国和神的义。
When Jesus came to earth, he sought first God's kingdom and his righteousness.
他在旷野受试探的时候，他不接受撒旦所给他的那些食物，那些荣耀。
When he was being tempted in the wilderness for 40 days, he did not receive Satan's offerings of food and of glory.
他选择了走上十字架的道路。
He chose to walk the path of the cross.
他在克西马尼园那样的祷告，那样的痛苦，他说求你的旨意成全。
In Gethsemane, when he was praying and weeping, he said, may your will be done.
他在被挂在十字架上的时候，
as he was hanging on the cross,
他没有控告人的罪，
he did not bring up people's sins.
他没有论断这些定他的人，这些宗教的法庭，
he did not rebuke those who had done all these things to him.
他反而为着他们的罪在神面前说，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的他们不晓得。
But he prayed for their sins, saying, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing.
这一季我们要来一起从各个方面来思想什么样的是耶稣基督谦卑的心情。
This quarter, we are going to examine more closely what it means to live the humble life of Christ.
求神恩待我们。
May God bless us and have mercy.
请我们低头一起祷告。
Let us pray.
恩主啊，我们在这里仰望你。
Father, we are here and we thank you.
And 我们愿意这三个先字都能够在我们的每天生活里面能够行出来。
We pray that these three first principles may come out in our lives every day.
把你那个谦卑的生命赐给我们。
Give us your humble life.
你已经赐给我们你的生命。
You've already given us your spirit.
让你的那个生命在我们里面一天天的长大。
And let that spirit grow in us more day by day.
我们实在是厌恶我里面那个老我的生命。
We want to put aside our old selves.
让你的性情真的在我们身上显出来。
And let your new life come out in us.
让别人也蒙到恩典。
That other people may also receive your grace.
也能够荣耀你的名。
And may praise your name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.